Bom dia a todos. Obrigado por aguardarem. Sejam bem-vindos
Good
à
morning,
teleconferência
everyone. Thank you
sobre
for
as
waiting.
diferentes
Welcome to
cidades que
Magalu's
nos trouxeram
conference call regarding the
e eles
quarterly
estiverem fazendo
earnings.
tradução
For those
simultânea,
who need
basta clicar
simultaneous
no botão
translation,
Interpretation
click on the
e escolher
interpretation
a língua
button
que
via
deseja
the globe
conversar com o
icon
intérprete.
at the
Neste momento,
bottom of your
apenas
screen
clique
and
em
choose your
Inglês ou
preferred
Português.
language, English or
Lembrando que este
Portuguese.
evento está sendo
We
gravado
want to inform
e
you that
será
this event is
deixado no
being
site
recorded
da
and will be made available
Magazine
at, on the
Luiza
company's IR
junto com
website at ri.magazineluiza.com.br.
resultados e
The
uma
earnings release and
apresentação em
presentation
todas
are
as suas
already available
diferentes
in
línguas.
Portuguese
O link
and
para a
English.
apresentação
The
em
link to the
inglês está
presentation in
disponível
English
neste
is
link.
also available in the
Durante a
chat.
apresentação,
During the presentation, all
todos ficarão
participants'
com os
microphones will
microfones
be disabled.
desligados. Em seguida, daremos
Later, we
início
will
à
start the
sessão de
Q&A
perguntas e
session.
respostas. Para fazer
If you
perguntas,
have
clique no
questions,
link na parte
please click on
superior
the Q&A
e
icon
selecione
at the
sua pergunta.
bottom of your screen
Selecione
and enter
o
your
seu
name,
idioma e
company, and
pergunta.
question
Ao ser
language.
anunciado, uma
Upon
solicitação
being
para ativar
announced,
o
a request to
microfone será
activate your
aparecer na
microphone
tela
will
e
appear
irá
on the
ativar o
screen.
microfone
You
enquanto
must
você
then
estiver
enable your
falando.
microphone to follow up with a
Perguntas
question.
recebidas por
Questions
escrito
received
serão
in
enviadas
writing will be answered later by the
imediatamente ao
investor
time dos
relations team.
interlocutores. Gostaria agora de passar a
Now I would
palavra a
like to
Fred
turn the floor
Trajano,
to Fred
CEO da
Trajano,
Magalu.
CEO of Magalu.
Você pode começar.
Fred, please, you may go ahead.
Bom dia a todos.
Good
É,
morning.
muito obrigado por participarem do nosso
Thank
call de
you very
resultados
much for
referente ao
attending
terceiro
our
tri de
earnings conference
2025.
call for the third quarter of
Estou aqui
2025.
mais uma vez
I'm here
acompanhado de toda a
once
diretoria
again
executiva
with
de Magalu
all
e também
of
dos
the
heads,
C-suite of
CEOs das nossas
Magalu, as
principais
well as the
verticais,
heads and
Magalu
CEOs
Pay,
of our main verticals,
Kabum,
Magalu
Netshoes
Pay,
e
Kabum,
Época, que todos
Netshoes,
eles
and
estarão
Época.
disponíveis aqui
All of them will be
para responder
available
as perguntas
here
dos analistas
to
aqui ao
answer
final
the analysts'
de minha
questions at
apresentação.
the end of my
Eu queria
presentation.
começar
I'd like to
falando um
begin
pouco, contextualizando o terceiro
talking
tri
a little
sendo
bit
a
of putting
nossa
the third
estratégia.
quarter into
Estou
context based on
completando
our
esse ano 25
strategy
anos de companhia,
cycle.
10 anos de
I'm
presidência.
celebrating
Nesses
25
últimos
years at
10
the
anos, a
company,
gente
10 years
dividiu
as the CEO. In the last 10 years,
as iniciativas estratégicas
we
em dois grandes ciclos
divided our
estratégicos.
strategic
O primeiro
initiatives
foi
into two major
2016 a
strategy
2020,
cycles. The first
foi o
from
ciclo
2016 to
estratégico
2020.
da
It was
digitalização da companhia. Naquele
the
momento,
company's
em 2015, a gente
digitalization
tinha
strategy
10 bilhões
cycle. In
de GMV. Era um
2015,
ano
we
de
had
juros
10
altos, o
billion
Brasil
of
estava 14 naquele momento.
GMV. It
Tinha
was
10
high
bilhões de
numbers at
vendas via
that time
online e a gente
to be on,
assumiu, né,
billion
como
online,
diretor
and I took
executivo o
all
mandato de
over
digitalizar a companhia, porque sabia que,
the mandate of
principalmente
digitalizing the
na
company
parte de
because we
refrigeráveis,
knew, especially
iria
durable
migrar
goods would
significativamente para o
migrate
online. E a gente tinha um
significantly to the
mandato de digitalizar a
online, and we
companhia
had
anterior.
this mandate to
A gente
digitize the company in this
considera que
period.
concluiu
We
esse
considered
ciclo
that
em
we have
2020, que
concluded
foi o
this
quinto
cycle in
ciclo, ano de
2020,
ciclo
that was the
da
last
digitalização
year
da companhia.
of the company's
Naquele momento, em
digitalization
2020, a
cycle.
gente
At that
fechou
moment in 2020,
1.300 lojas,
we
perdemos
closed
50% do
1,300
faturamento no ano de
stores,
2020.
50% of
Mesmo assim,
the
naquele ano a gente
revenue
cresceu
in
50%,
2020,
o
but
online passou a
still
representar
we grew 50% and
2/3
the
do nosso
online
revenue.
started to represent
Então, a gente considera que
two-thirds
naquele
of our
momento a gente
sales.
conseguiu
We considered
digitalizar
that
a
at that
companhia,
time we
fazer
were
esse
able to
ciclo de
digitalize the
maneira bem
company and
sucedida.
conclude this
É, o
cycle
próximo ciclo que a gente
successfully.
está
The
terminando
next
agora,
cycle, that's the one
principalmente
that
por
we're
essa
concluding
consolidação
now,
diretora,
that's why
foi o
I'm giving
ciclo
you all of this
de
opening
ilustração dos
contact,
resultados da
is the
companhia,
results diversification cycle
de tornar o nosso
of
resultado
making
mais
our
resiliente a
results more
fluxos macro
resilient to
econômicos,
macroeconomic
principalmente mais
cycle
resiliente
flows,
à
especially more
regulação das
resilient
taxas de
to
juros, que a
changes
Selic no
in
Brasil
interest
ela
rates,
é
because
muito
Selic in
volátil,
Brazil, the Selic
taxa
rate
de
is very
alta, taxa de
volatile.
baixa.
It
A
has
gente precisou
high
às vezes
and
de
low
digitalizar a
cycles, and we
companhia, a gente
needed.
não
We
tinha
had digitalized
investido
the company, but we
nesse
had not
processo de
yet
diversificação de
done
resultados, que a gente
this
fez adotando uma
results
estratégia
diversification process,
de
which we
ecossistema,
did by
uma estratégia no
adopting an
qual
ecosystem
a
strategy,
gente fez
where
aquisições, diversificou
we
categorias,
acquired companies,
principalmente
diversified
diversificou muito o
categories,
mix de serviços,
especially
criamos a
in
Magalog,
lines of service,
evoluímos
creating
muito a operação
Magalog.
nossa
We
financeira,
evolved
Magalu Pay. Vamos falar
the
bastante sobre isso
operations of Magalu
hoje.
Pay, our financial company. We'll talk a lot about that
Lançamos e
today.
evoluímos bastante o Magalu
We
Ads e
launched
também
and
a Magalu
evolved
Cloud,
Magalu
fora a
Ads
diversificação
and
de
Magalu
categorias,
Cloud,
que a
not
gente
to mention the
mencionou aqui.
diversification of
Dito
categories
isso,
that we
mesmo
mentioned.
com juros a
With that
15%
said,
nesse
even with the
trimestre,
interest rates
nós
at
apresentamos
15%
um
this quarter,
resultado
we presented
bem positivo, né?
very
Tivemos
positive
aí mais um
results,
trimestre com margem
reaching
de lucro
another
de
quarter
alta, margem
with
líquida de
high
7,9,
profitability, with
R$ 711
EBITDA margin
milhões
of
de resultado de
7.9,
EBITDA.
700
Voltamos
million
ao patamar de
of EBITDA
rentabilidade de
results. We
R$ 21 milhões de
resumed
EBITDA. Lembrando que
the income
oferecer
level of
estabilidade
21
num,
million
para uma empresa que ainda tem
to
uma parte
grow
significativa
income in a
de
company that still has a large
participação em
share
setores cíclicos, fazer
in
muito mais
cyclic
lucro nesse cenário
sectors, to have 20 million of
é um
profit in
resultado
this
muito
scenario
positivo,
is
né? E
very
fora isso,
positive. And reinforcing that, and I'll detail it later, but the initiatives to build this ecosystem and diversify the results has been making our results more resilient. The company is having financial discipline. That's very good. And cash generation, once again, with a good dynamic of working capital, generating 535 million of operating cash in this quarter, with the generation in the last 12 months of 2.5 billion BRL. So the company has been communicating to the market that in this context of high interest rates, the focus is on profitability, preserving margins, and this has been our execution with a lot of discipline since then. In this context, I think the company needs to make some decisions and some trade-offs. It's unavoidable in a context such as what we're experiencing in the macroeconomy, and our trade-off was to slow down our growth. Actually, if we look at our revenue, the net revenue of this quarter grew only 1% year-on-year. But obviously, due to our decision to work only in sectors, categories, and sales with positive contribution margins, if we find a scenario with negative contribution margins, we decide in this quarter not to address that sale opportunity. And that generating this impact and the slowdown of our sales, which I think is actually quite resilient considering the scenario. We had physical stores still in a positive context with the same-store sales of 5.2% this quarter, even with a quarter where we didn't have that brief off-season summer that we had last year that was an important part for the white goods sales last quarter. That quarter, we still grew 5.2%. We remain very resilient online, flat compared to last year, and 3P, considering that we have a lot of share of long-tail merchandises and lower ticket goods, which today are operated at negative contribution margins, free shipping for very low tickets. We chose not to play that game. Our focus is to increase fulfillment that this quarter achieved a share of 28%, growing compared to the 24% of last year. Our fulfillment is different, and Ricardo Garrido can talk more about it later, but we are letting go a little bit on sales with negative contribution margin to focus on the others, and reminding you that our fulfillment is multi-channel with a lower delivery cost with the store pickup on 3P, and with that, I can provide free shipping without losing money. So this is positive. So this is a decision we're making. Temporarily, it will affect the channel's sales, but definitely when we get over this period of this to from third-party shipping to Magalu Entregas and fulfillment by Magalu, we will actually be growing with a lot more sustainability in our results and more competitive resilience. I'd like to highlight now the reason why we are preserving positive margins in such a harsh scenario in terms of competition. I'd like to highlight here all the investments we made in this strategic cycle, and the ecosystem are doing very well. KaBuM! With another quarter of 11 million of income. Netshoes also with a record quarter, growing 12% in sales compared to last year, and with a net income of 24 million in the third quarter, an extraordinary quarter. Magalu has been performing very well in its subsidiaries and Época Cosméticos with another very positive year. I'd like to point that these three businesses will be extremely benefited from the new strategy of the company to apply multi-channel aspects to all channels of the business, all the business of the company. And I'll explain the new store concept, Galeria Magalu, which will have brick-and-mortar units of all of these businesses, further boosting this potential of multi-channels, which makes Magalu very resilient and will make this business very resilient because in addition to the online operation, KaBuM!, Netshoes, and Época will have a physical unit with Galeria Magalu. And the idea is to expand that to a lot of the group's other units and further expand these units looking forward. So I think this multi-channel aspect will really help these businesses that are already running quite well. Other businesses where we've been making progress in our ecosystem, I would like to highlight the Magalu Pay, and we have the possibility to ask all your questions. We had another record quarter for Luizacred with 68 million net profit growth compared to last year. NPL also going down, very positive, quite stable. Now NPL over 90 is 8 compared to last year. We've been proving that our portfolio is of great quality, and we've been able to have quite positive results in Luizacred. But not only Luizacred, we've evolved greatly in Consortium. Consortium is already a business of 10 billion of assets under management. We don't talk that much about Consórcio Magalu, but it is a great business for the company with net profit of 16 million. So this is a business that goes, Consortium goes well with high interest rates. It tends to be competitive, a good option. We're also doing well in the increase of penetration of services, both online and business. We grew in insurance penetration in our business that helped our financial revenue, the service revenue for the period. Even with a slight decrease in the 3P take rate, this was more than offset by the insurance revenue. Revenues for the next slide that I'm going to talk about, that are Magalog revenues. Magalog's been growing significantly in our business. We created a company, acquired five logistics companies, spinned off our logistics department at Magalu, and combined all of this business under Magalog's umbrella, which is a logistics operator that provides service to all of the groups and ecosystems companies, but has been providing more and more services to external third-party customers, gaining a lot of market share as a logistics operator. We've added 12 customers this quarter alone, with large customers like Arezzo, C&A, a lot of companies using Magalog. The service level of Magalog is more than 25%, extremely competitive costs, and with all that, and these external clients help us in terms of results, but also help us have the volume in logistics to be able to provide good prices to Magalu's own ecosystem. So it's a win-win, and we've been gaining a lot of awards in the segment, and Magalog has had a fantastic year after it was formed as a logistics operator and once we started bringing the results to foreign, to external customers. Another slide, please. I'd also like to highlight, I talked about fulfillment already, so I'd like to highlight the ads revenue. Magalu has been growing significantly in this area. We grew 69% this quarter. Another revenue that has helped us maintain our total revenue, although the GMV impact that I mentioned. We have a lot of differentiators as everything we do at Magalu. There's always the multi-channel aspect, and one of them is the fact that we are enabling 20,000 displays available at the stores for advertisement. So those who advertise on Magalu Ads platform, in addition to advertising in all digital channels, in all formats, we have video formats, we have top-of-funnel format, sponsored posts, and in our case, we have a differentiator in terms of market compared to market tools, which is the out-of-home, which is advertising at the stores. The new store is entirely conceived to have LED panels throughout the store to be able to close advertising packages for the major brands in the market. This has been widely well accepted, and we had not only an increase in revenue, but also in the base of advertisers as well. Advertiser base grew 103% in major brands, 113%, and 44% for sellers. So we're growing both in major advertisers and in our seller base. Next slide. I'd like to highlight Magalu Cloud, reaching 1,000 customers in the last quarter. We're winning over the first customers who bring a few million BRL per year. It's packages. So we are no longer in the universe of micro and small companies to large companies, and now we're about to sign major contracts with large corporations. And for that, I would like to highlight here for Magalu Cloud this quarter, is that we've been able, we achieved the ISO certification 27001. This is a crucial certification for us to be able to participate in the government bidding processes, which require local operation because of data or sovereignty nationally, and as well as bids for large corporations. Most of them require this ISO certificate. Magalu Cloud has been growing, and it is 50% of Magalu's workload is gaining larger customers, and now it's also qualified for new leaps for next year with this certification. There are others that we are about to achieve as well, but we're improving, and this is a landmark that's been celebrated for Magalu Cloud. So now I'd like to emphasize one of the big launches of this year. We just launched last week with a lot of repercussions for our customer base and outside of our customer base. We launched the first AI commerce experience that is complete, the first complete experience in the world. Magalu has a huge differentiator. 20 years ago, we created Lu, our digital saleswoman that was created based on the founder of the group, Luiza Trajano, the best director born in Brazil. And since we created Lu in 2004, the dream was for her to take over all of the activities with the same magnetism that my aunt Luiza always had, and when she founded the group. And finally, we are here after decades now, thanks to the highly competent work of our development teams and our partners who participated in this project. We launched the first complete AI platform. We decided to do this exclusively on Lu's WhatsApp. Lu, in total, has almost 40 million followers in Brazil. She's a global phenomenon awarded in Cannes, and she advertises for other brands in the group, and she is the most well-known AI character in Brazil and the world, and she has a lot of channels. One of them was already WhatsApp. We had 15 million enabled customers who received Lu's messages, especially for the tracking of goods, of post-sales regularly, and that's precisely the customers in our base who we launched this experience to. And the first world's AI commerce experience in the world, because it's complete. From product consideration to purchase, payment with cards or Pix, and all of the post-sales process. So Lu teaches you throughout the process. We have a very robust architecture. What we launched, this experience, is not a beta version. It's not a test version. It's not a small AI initiative. It is a multi-agent platform that is very robust with a new architecture that some of our partners saw the architecture like that for the first time. So it's multi-agentic architecture that is complete and has been bringing a lot of positive reviews in the first experiences. This is already cleared for a lot of analysts who are present here, and we can talk about it later. Journalists as well, who wrote articles, influencers, but mostly we're releasing this to our loyal customers. So it's 15 million today, and we intend to grow this base going forward, noting that this is 100% AI commerce experience, 100% automated. This is a huge global level innovation that makes us very proud, especially considering the first reviews we got.
There is a video that I would like to show you for those of you that are here with us on the call, and very soon, all of you will be able to see it. Next slide, then. Here we can see Lu and some of the features that we have available. She talks to the assistant. She's very nice. She's just as nice as she is in the social network. You have the different modes. You can send audios, pictures. She recognizes everything. And based on a survey, which I believe this is much greater on the e-commerce searches, which is a standard, the search by keywords. She usually recommends the product. You can make the purchase. You can talk, ask for more context. And finally, you can get to payment and checkout. Currently, you can pay via Pix and credit card. And here we have launched it for 1 million clients. There is the app, so it already knows your credit card in the app. She also knows your delivery address, and this is frictionless. You don't have to leave this environment. I think we have done a very nice development. If you want more technical details, André Fatala is here, and he can talk about the architecture, scalability, and economic units from the point of view of business. So all of those can be discussed in the call, but I really wanted to highlight that this is a very relevant launching, and it has been recognized by Metas and other partners that were us in this development. And we have news for next week. I'm not going to bring that to you in the call, but we'll talk about it later. So here are some figures about these first thousands of clients that have participated on this experience. The sales conversion I have read 10% higher than app. So it's three times higher than the app. So conversion is much higher here. The app is engaging in the conversation. NPS of 90, this is very high. It's excellent. We just launched the product and the platform. We are going to have a lot of improvements. Payment mix now is 68% Pix, 32% credit card, and channel mix right now is 54 3P. So this is especially good for 3P, 46% 1P, and long tail categories, which are the ones that we already need to grow if we look ahead. So loose WhatsApp has been great for those categories. Sports, houseware, small appliances, net shoe sales in Loose WhatsApp has been one of the main highlights in this beginning. So sports, beauty, all categories with a good performance under this negotiation model, which is great. And we can count on that for future growth. Now, quickly talking about economic units, of course, who starts the conversation here is the client. Then the agent sends a message. This has a much lower CC cost, and we believe this is going to have a marginal contribution. This provides a rationale for economic units and also for the long tail categories that are being sacrificed in the market. So I end here my presentation, then I'll come back to talk about galleries, but I'll turn the floor to Beto Bellissimo, our CFO, for the financial highlights. Thank you very much, Fred. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us for this earnings call for the third quarter of 2025. I'm going to go over the main figures. We have already mentioned 15.1 billion in total sales, growth of 5.2% in same store sales. This is on top of a growth of over 15% in the same quarter of last year. So this is a growth on top of a very strong comparison base. We have grown our gross revenue in 1.4%, reaching 11.3 billion in total gross revenue. We also highlight here our gross margin. Once again, one of the highest gross margins of the last few years, 31.5%. Highlight here to the merchandise gross margin that has grown 0.2%. Our EBITDA with a margin of 7.9%. Adjusted net income, once again, since the end of 2023, when we have recurring net incomes, and this was another quarter that was positive with 21 million adjusted net income and 85 million of total net income, including here the non-recurring results, which were positive in this quarter. Here also we had tax gains of 133 million and other non-recurring expenses, which were low in this quarter, 15 million only. Also, operational cash flow generation, 535 million, converting EBITDA and cash generation. This has been one of our focus and a total cash position, including receivables and investments of 7.6 billion, a very robust position. On the next slide, we have the performance of the EBITDA margin in the last quarters, proving the consistency of our EBITDA margin. Even in a scenario of higher interest rates, we were able to maintain EBITDA margin in around 8% in all of these quarters, with the same highlights for the same key levers that we have been reporting in the past quarters: the performance of physical stores, the increase in gross merchandise margin, the profitability increase at Luizacred, also the fulfillment expansion, and once again, our operational efficiency and expense control. In this quarter, just like in the prior quarter, we maintained the growth of operating expenses at a very low rate, less than 1%, compared to inflation rate that is around 5%. We have been able to maintain SG&A at a very stable level. Now, on the next slide, we have our working capital performance. We highlight here the change of 100 million reais in working capital in this quarter. From June to September, in this quarter, also, we should highlight that we are increasing seasonally inventories, and with inventories, also the suppliers' balance. Of course, in this quarter, we have the seasonality to prepare to the main events that happen at the end of the year, such as Black Friday and Christmas. At the end of the year, we will go back to reducing inventory levels and improve the turnover for inventories in the last quarter. Also, we should highlight on financial expenses that in this quarter, we were able to sequentially decrease financial expenses, the net financial expenses in the third quarter of 2025 when compared to the prior quarter. Also, in this period, CDI went up basically 45% compared to last year, and we were able to mitigate part of this effect, and our financial expenses have increased 35% vis-à-vis the same quarter of last year. This proportional reduction has to do with, first, the increase in PIX. We have been able to increase the PIX instant payment share. We increased the DCC, the buy now, pay later. We increased that in physical stores from 8% to 10%, 2 percentage points, also with a better result in the delinquency rates in our DCC. We were able to sell less in credit cards from third parties, and we reduced expenses for prepayment of receivables and also the balance of prepaid receivables. In the next slide, we explain the dynamics for cash generation in this quarter. Here, you can see that our total cash went from 8 billion to 7.6 billion, exactly because we settled the debentures that were issued by KaBuM in the amount of 400 million. Today, KaBuM has no other debts. The settling of these debentures explains all the variation of our cash. Now, looking at the cash flow of operational over 500 million, we generated enough cash to pay off investments, which were of almost 300 million, to pay for leasings, and also to pay for interest rates in the period. Also, an observation here is that regarding investments, in the last quarters, we were investing around 200 million per quarter, which is very similar to our depreciation. In this quarter, we had a major expansion in the capacity and in the amount of servers for Magalu Cloud. This was a one-time-off investment in this quarter, and that expansion of Magalu Cloud is one to prepare for Magalu Cloud's growth and also to migrate workloads from Magalu to Magalu Cloud, which has already reached 50% in this quarter. Now, in the next slide, we have cash variation in the last 12 months. And here we have increased cash in 1 billion from 6.6 billion to 7.6 billion. Also here we can see a cash generation of 2.5 billion, which was enough to cover all investments and capital funding for Luizacred. Again, leasing expenses. So we had a free cash flow of 700 million that was then enough to cover for dividend payments and interest payments as well. And cash variation is really by the net funding of loans. In the last 12 months, we had 2 billion and paid 1 billion up to September. And in the next slide, we show that in October, we have paid another 1 billion going back to the debt level that we had, that we have now in October, 4.8 million, which is exactly the one that we had in September of 2024, 4.8 billion as well. To the left, we see our total position of 7.6 billion in total cash. Here we had gross debt in September of 5.9 billion. So our net cash then was 1.6 billion. So in terms of capital structure, we maintain a liquidity position that's very robust, a net cash position of 1.6 billion, which has been very much stable in the last quarters. And now our debt schedule, the share of 2025, we have settled in October. So today our debt is all in the long term, distributed over the next 5 years. And our objective here is to keep on bringing down debts and financial expenses. On the next slide, we have Luizacred once again. Luizacred had a quarter that was very robust, a very strong one. Delinquency rates are at historically lower levels of around 8%. A short-term delinquency of 2.6%, once again, all-time low. Net profit increasing, provision and ALL expenses coming down, coverage ratio here increasing a lot, turning from 154 to 156 and 158% of our NPL. That's a very comfortable level. Finally, talking about our financing branch or financial branch, now this is a reality. Remember, we had authorization of the central bank in February. We started operations in August with a pilot project in one store. And since October, we expanded the pilot to 50 stores that are now in charge of 10% of our revenue of DCC in brick-and-mortar stores. The rollout of this operation has been a success. We should say that a number of benefits and advantages with this launching of this new financial branch happened. First, to the fiscal efficiency. We now provide direct consumer credit in a financial branch that is subject to the supervision and regulation of the central bank. The financial branch has a tax bracket that has come from IOF. In retail, we pay ICMS 18%. Here, the tax bracket is of 3%, a significant tax difference. So brackets for PIS and COFINS are also different in retail and in a financial company. So there is a fiscal efficiency. All taxes are lower here. In terms of capital structure, today we have a portfolio of 1.6 billion reais for retail, which should progress for the next year, we should be accelerating the rollout and have 100% of the DCC production in starting in January. This should be done by our own financial branch, and therefore, this portfolio for receivables will grow and will decrease, and that in retail. Today, we have a structure in which we finance this portfolio of 1.6 billion in retail with long-term debentures. As we dilute this, we will improve the working capital for retail, so we'll have a more efficient and asset-light retail, and therefore, we can deleverage retail. Within the financial branch structure, we can then have it being financed with other funding sources. Naturally, we are going to capitalize the financing branch. It's going to have the Basel level as well, but it can also issue letters and other funds or other funding options cheaper than debentures. With this structure, we have a number of gains, and we then turn the operation more transparent, more robust with governance and also optimization of the capital structure, which is very good. In addition to all of that, we have also been investing in new credit proprietary models. We believe that we have potential to increase sales in the DCC, both online and offline, and also to reduce the delinquency indicators in the future. Simultaneously to the financing branch rollout, we launched a new experience both for clients and sellers who has been faster, more intuitive, and it makes it easier to convert sales in the point of sale. We are very excited about this initiative because, in fact, this is one that can bring us growth with increase in growth in sales and increase the profitability. These were my financial highlights, and I turn the floor back to Fred. Thank you.
Well,
thank you very much, Beto. I started our earnings call. I started our earnings call talking about our strategic cycles, but I also said that I have been here at Magalu for 25 years, and if there is something that is constant, and I started here at 2000 to put together the e-commerce of the company. We are operating e-commerce for 25 years, fighting with the different competitors here over these 25 years. Everything has changed a lot since I started. If there is a constant thing, is that the company really believes in the multi-channel approach. This is the item that turns this story very coherent. Even when we launched 3P, we had that with a very strong multi-channel, omni-channel approach. Everything that we do, we try to create a bond back to the store because we do believe in the potential of the physical stores and the physical retail. Remember, today, 85% of the Brazilian retail is offline. Even if e-commerce grows a lot, I don't see that number of 75%-80% not being still in physical stores. We have almost seven decades with experience in the physical retail. This also needed to be reinvented. We focused a lot in the last decades in building the store as a base of the e-commerce, as like a back office and logistics. The stores are very important as a distribution hub. 50% of 1P of Magalu goes through the store, whether it's ship from store or pick up at the store, collect at the store. The ship on the store, what they are asking now from WhatsApp, the lowest pickup at the store. This is very strong. This is number one of requests of clients that are at WhatsApp. This is a differential, and it's very resilient in all the categories of durables. That has to do with this aspect of having the integrated brick-and-mortar stores in the e-commerce and all integrated. Even with a lot of focus in margin, we keep on gaining share in these categories of larger tickets.
comprou Netshoes, comprou Kabum, comprou Época Cosmético, estante virtual também, operador de lixo, e elas
That's
não
what we wanted to
beneficiavam
do. We
dessa
bought Kabum, we
multicanalidade.
bought Netshoes,
Como eu
and they
falei
didn't benefit
no
from this
começo, a gente precisava
multi-channel
ter
concept, as I said in the
um
beginning. So we
espaço
needed to have
físico
a
que representasse
physical
o ecossistema
space
na prática.
that represented
Hoje,
this
como consumidor
ecosystem in
final,
practice.
para vários de
For the
vocês,
end consumer, for
investidores,
many of
enxergar que a
you
Magalu é mais
investors
que
to
Magalu,
see
é
that Magalu
Netshoes,
is more than
Magalu é
Magalu,
Kabum,
it's
Magalu é Época
Netshoes, it's
Cosmético,
Kabum, Magalu
Magalu
is Época
tem
Cosméticos,
radares,
Magalu
Época
has
Kabum,
bases.
estante virtual,
Época, Kabum, estante
Netshoes, muitas
virtual, and
empresas de mais de 10
Netshoes
bilhões de
together
reais,
are
muito maior
operations
do que
worth
muito
more
que
than
a gente já estava,
$10 billion, much larger
né?
than a
Então,
lot
todas
of
indo
listed
muito bem,
companies.
mas parece
And
que
all
eles
of them
estão
doing quite well, but it
aos olhos
seems
de muitos invisíveis
that
aí
to
no
the eyes of
ecossistema de
many,
expansão de
they're still
expansão da Magalu.
invisible in
Com a
terms of this
galeria, a gente
connection
vai
with the Magalu
entender todos
brand.
esses
With the
problemas,
gallery,
a gente vai ser
galeria,
um
we
ponto
will
único,
solve all of these
talvez o
issues. We
ponto de
close
valor
the
logístico
site with an
mais relevante
iconic
do Brasil,
point, maybe the most
no
relevant point
principal
in
avenida
Brazilian
do Brasil,
physical
Avenida
retail in the main
Paulista,
avenue
não
in
sei se
Brazil,
eles
which
são
is Avenida
reconhecidos como uma das
Paulista.
mais
I don't know in other
relevantes para o
countries, but this
comércio
is one of the most
brasileiro.
relevant places for
E um ponto que
Brazilian
tinha um
trade
caráter cultural
and a
muito
point that
extra, a gente
had a
vai
very
preservar com a
significant
ampliação de
cultural
quadra,
aspects that we will
com uma
preserve with the
galeria de
opening
arte
of a
também
theater,
e com a
an
inclusão de
art
todo esse
gallery,
negócio Magalu, mas
and the inclusion
principalmente
of
um
all of
negócio
Magalu's businesses,
que une
but
digital e
especially
físico
businesses
é
that
que vai ser o
combine digital
palco
and
dos
physical that
influenciadores
will
digitais
be
que
the
vão estar
stage
lá,
for digital
tanto no teatro
influencers who
YouTube,
will
que
be
a gente
there
fez uma
at the
inauguração
YouTube
mundial
theater that
recentemente,
we had
na semana passada, quanto
global
também em cada
launch
um dos
last
setores,
week,
o
as well
Magalu, o
as each
Netshoes,
of
na
Magalu's
época,
sectors,
esses setores vão ter
Netshoes,
espaço
Época,
para poder
influencers will
construir
have
conteúdos de
space to
streamers,
build
streaming
and
dentro da loja.
create
A gente pretende
streaming
falar,
content
fazer a
at
live
the
da Black
stores.
Friday
We
dentro
intend
da
to have
loja
the
na semana que vem.
Black Friday live from
E
the
vai ser
store
uma coisa
next
diferente.
week.
Nós não vamos ter
This
aberto
is
a loja ainda,
going to
mas
be
nós vamos
very
estar
different.
fazendo
The
uma
store
live
will
lá
not be open yet,
dentro
but
da
we
loja
will hold the
na
live
semana da Black
streaming
Friday.
from the
Então,
store.
estamos
I'm
super
sorry,
animados.
not
Vou
next
mostrar
week,
um
on the
vídeo
Black
aqui que é
Friday's week.
conceitual
We're
e o
very
vídeo
excited. We'll
explora
show you
bem
a
esse
conceptual
conceito e o
video
conceito
that
de encontro,
explores
né?
this concept
O
of a
encontro entre
meeting
digital e
point,
físico e
meeting
o
between
passado,
digital and physical,
encontro entre as várias categorias
and the
e
different
segmentos que a gente opera. Vou passar
categories
esse
and
vídeo,
segments that we
depois eu abro
operate.
para
I'll show you
perguntas.
this video and then we'll open for the Q&A.
Eu vejo o futuro
I
repetir o
see the
passado.
future
Eu
repeating the
vejo um
past.
museu
I see a
criando
museum
novidades.
of a lot of novelties.
Eu vejo o tempo, as
I see time,
transformações, as
the
pessoas,
transformations,
por
people,
telas,
on screens,
conexões,
connections,
janelas, pelas
windows,
telinhas, do
galleries,
digital para o real e
from digital
vice-versa.
to real life and
Em um
vice
mundo que
versa.
vive preso em uma
In a
tela,
world that's
eu
stuck
vejo
on
um
a screen,
convite para sair do
I see
campo
an
de busca
invitation
e
to
buscar um
leave the
espaço de
search
encontro.
bar seeking a place to meet.
Porque se encontrar é mais que
Because
uma
meeting or
necessidade,
finding yourself is
se
more than a
encontrar
need,
é uma revolução.
it is a revolution.
Netshoes,
Netshoes,
Kabum,
Kabum,
Época,
Época,
Estante Virtual
Estante Virtual,
e Magalu.
Magalu.
Em conjunto, no conjunto,
Together,
um
at
encontro sem
conjunto,
algoritmos, no mesmo
a
ponto,
meeting with no
onde a moda
algorithms on the same
encontra a
stage
beleza,
where fashion meets beauty,
o esporte, a
sports
tecnologia,
meet technology,
a literatura, os games,
literature, games,
influenciadores, o público, onde
influencers
o
meet their
improvável
audience where
encontra
the
novas
unlikely meets
paixões,
new
voa,
passions and goes
experimenta,
beyond.
sente,
Tries,
descobre,
feels,
vive.
discovers, experiences.
Vejo o futuro se
I see the
encontrar com o
future,
passado.
meeting the
Eu
past.
vejo uma galeria
I
de
see
muitas
a gallery
novidades.
bringing
Galeria
a lot of
Magalu.
novelty. Galeria Magalu.
Bom, e com isso, eu
With
agradeço a
that,
atenção de
I
todos.
perguntas e
Thank
respostas.
you for your
Para fazer
attention. Now we move to
perguntas,
the
clique
questions
no
and
link
answers
enviado
session. To
pelo
ask a question, please click
anfitrião,
the Q&A icon at the
escreva
bottom
seu
of your
nome,
screen.
empresa,
Write your name,
forma da pergunta
company,
e
and
região
language of your
ao
question to
ser
join the queue.
anunciado com uma
When
solicitação
announced,
para
you
ligar
will
seu
see a
telefone,
request to
aparecerá na
enable
tela.
your
No entanto,
microphone on
se
your
desativar
screen,
o microfone
you
para
should
fazer
do
qualquer
so to
pergunta.
be able to ask your question.
A nossa primeira pergunta vem do
Our
Luiz
first
Guanais, do
question,
Banco BTG.
Luiz
Luiz, por
Guanais,
favor, pode
BTG.
seguir. Bom dia, Vanessa,
Please,
Fred,
go
Beto.
ahead. Good
Acho que eu
morning,
posso
Vanessa,
começar aqui do
Fred,
nosso
Beto.
lado.
I have two
Primeiro, queria
questions
se
here.
vocês
First,
pudessem comentar, Fred,
if
sobre
you
os
could,
investimentos para o próximo
Fred,
ano
talk about the
e olhando
investments for
também para a
next
plataforma
year,
de tecnologia, né,
looking
com
the technology platform, with the AI side that you talked about, as well as the physical store model? How can we see the expansion in physical stores looking at 2026? And then a second question, looking at marketplace, if you could, Fred, talk a little bit about the evolution of unit economics that you expect for the platform, even in the competition scenario that we see in Brazil that has been becoming more aggressive in recent months. Thank you.
Bom dia, Guanais. Muito obrigado.
Good morning, Guanais. Thank you for your question. I'll answer the first one about investments, and then I'll turn to Garrido to talk a little bit about the dynamics of unit economics on 3P. And I talked a little bit about it, but he'll give you more detail about the investment. I think over the last 3 years, we've been investing basically similar to depreciation. And I think that was the prudent, cautious decision in a context where we have Selic rate at an all-time high, with actual real interest rates very high. So we have to be very cautious. And we focused our capital allocation, pretty much 100% of CapEx over the last 3 years, in investments in technology. So to build cloud, to expand our development teams, we created the AI department with an exclusive AI dedicated team. With Gomes's arrival last year, we invested on this team that now we have, we're reaping the results of these investments with the launch of Loose WhatsApp. So this obviously reflects the investment of the last year, but also the last few years. Even the platform, agentic platform that we're running, our main cloud partner, who's Google's there, but part of the agent models are running on Magalu's cloud, open source scalable models that make the scalability of this business very positive. So we intend, obviously, considering the good signs we're getting from the first experiences with Loose WhatsApp, we intend to reinforce our investments. I think here we have a strategic differentiator that's very important. Nobody has that persona. I was at a Nike lecture recently talking about how difficult it is with AI agent, because when they speak to the customers, there's a Nike symbol. There's no persona that is relevant for the consumer. And we have Lu, who's been built over the last 20 years, and she's a cultural phenomenon in Brazil. And customers really do like her, ask her, and we built this very carefully over time. So here, we have a huge opportunity to accelerate investments with a good perspective of return, especially because the indicators in terms of conversion and NPS are very high, and that makes us very confident to accelerate investments in the platform. And it's the same thing. Still, we have very positive expectations of our store, Galeria Magalu. We've recovered a lot of the investments there in advertisement agreements. So we're already working strongly on retail media and ads to capture with the store. It will be a brand place. So we have 150 brands that will be present at the store, including Chanel, Dior. We've been able to attract those brands, Adidas, ASICS, including all of the brands who work with Kaboom, including Intel, AMD. We have a lot of major brands. In addition to our usual brands, Apple, Samsung, we will have Apple's official post sales point there. It's going to be the second in Brazil after the store opened in Morumbi Shopping Center in São Paulo. That's great. We're very excited with that. And these brands will have space to invest in advertising there. We, Celia's Goldstein's team, was able to recover a lot of the return on investment. And we believe validating the view that helped us improve the return on investment at the store with retail media as part of the results to offset part of the CapEx to accelerate investment in stores. I believe this will happen, especially once interest rates get back to a reasonable level, because when we do the math of ROE with interest rates between 15-17%, it's very difficult. It has to be be an impeccable concept. We need to validate our thesis, but we're very excited. And I believe that we will certainly resume investment in store openings. And also, Galeria Magalu is important because it doesn't have to be a new point. We have about 40, 50 points at Magalu, and then we can talk more about this, but there's a profile. We have the stores that we can convert with more than 4,000 square meters of area, and we can convert other points to this concept of a gallery that I think is very positive for the brand, for the business, and for the units like Netshoes, Kaboom. All of the heads of these departments in Época as well are very excited. And I'll turn to
Obrigado, Fred, e obrigado, Luiz, pela
Garrido. So thank you, Fred. Thank you, Luiz, for your question. I'm Ricardo Garrido. I'm in charge of Marketplace here. So talking about the economics at Marketplace and the reaction to this aggressiveness of the market, as Fred said, we operate on the assumption of working always with healthy margins and conditions, including the assets and multi-channel aspect to perform well without joining this war of discussing or arguing value. So I'll rank here three main actions that we've been working on to maintain the economics in a very healthy level, not only now, at this quarter, but for the future as well. So first, historically, we've been remanaging take rate of detracting categories into incentive for the sales of promoting categories. So we have a neutral take rate on average, and with that, we're able to perform better. And as a result, we have an increase on the average ticket higher than 20% year on year. Second, we have a lot of operating actions which have improved significantly our performance, allowing us to continue to offer free shipping and important aspects for the customers. So we have less cancellations, better cash flow with a greater share of sellers in the cash flow, with a greater share of Pix payments, significant growth of ads, as Fred already pointed, with a 44% growth of advertising sellers year on year. And we have the improvements in the ads platform that receive a lot of compliments from our sellers as well. And third, we've been working a lot with the channels that convert more. So logistics modalities that deliver faster and offer more free shipping and convert more, exploring our multi-channel aspect to do that in a profitable way. And with that, we're also able to spend less in marketing because with a higher conversion, we can spend less in searching for clients. Within all that, I would like to highlight Fold that continues to grow in share. We're at 28% share of units sold on 3P, delivered by Fold. That's a 4 percentage points growth compared to the previous year, plus another point compared to the last quarter. And this quarter, we switched on another distribution center in Paraíba in the Northeast with the allocation for heavy products that complements the action of other distribution centers in the Northeast with a light product vocation. And with that, we continue to grow the footprint as well. We're present in different regions. And we're able to deliver more and more, faster and faster. To give you an idea, we got more than 50% of full deliveries in the Northeast shipped from the distribution centers located there, maintaining 80% coverage of free shipping on full, because that only happens because we're sharing 10 distribution centers with our stores and 1P. We're sharing the delivery network. And we have almost one third of our deliveries with store pickup for free of charge when the clients pick up at the store. So I believe that that's another pillar. I would also highlight, in addition to full, in the third quarter, we launched BAPT, which is our first ultra-fast channel. That's basically a platform in the platform, in the marketplace, where sellers can contract it directly. Couriers to deliver within 10 kilometers from their store to deliver on the same day. We announced that at the end of August at Expo Magalu, our sellers event. We have more than 60 sellers in the platform, 23 carriers registered, conversion 30% higher, even compared to full. And it's what's better is that it's a deal between sellers and couriers or carriers, that same day delivery that costs nothing to us. So that's a positive effect on the bottom line. So those are the paths that we're going to follow and continue to work in the 3P economics. Excellent. Thank you very much for the answers.
Thank you for your questions, Luis. Our next question is from Irma Sgarz from Goldman Sachs. Irma, please. Hello, good morning. I would like to go back quickly to something that Guanay said about the major competition that you have, not only with consumers in marketplaces, but also in the fulfillment. I think you talked a little bit about the built out of the infrastructure, but I would like to understand how you see this potential greater competition among marketplaces that are trying to bring in sellers. How do you think you can differentiate yourselves from the other marketplaces, whether in sellers' conditions or in operating areas? And my other question is related to a logistics network and where inventories lie. Where are you in this learning curve in terms of the complexity of knowing where inventory should be positioned to effectively avoid inventory duplication or maybe some inefficiency rate? And if you have options, whether in the gross margin or in the inventory levels themselves, to explore a better efficiency of positioning inventories in regional levels. Good morning. Thank you for your questions, Irma. Just I would like to clarify about the second part. Are you talking about fulfillment or 1P inventories? Both. Very well. Thank you for your question. I would like to stress what we have been saying. For us, you know, Magalu has a very balanced approach. When you create a channel, we don't need to destroy the other one. When we developed 1P, you know, brick and mortar stores are still there. They're still an important pillar. And we introduced 3P in the company. We have never done it to destroy 1P. We like having a balanced out perspective. 1P, 3P, physical stores, we believe this balances out the ecosystem. It's very important, and that's what maintains our balance. We have one channel sometimes when the other one has it's going through a hard time, so they have the same operating infrastructure. This allows our business to have a lot of synergy. We believe in this balance, 1P, 3P, brick and mortar stores, and within the online, though 1P and 3P also need to have important balance. And all the channels have to operate with a positive margin contribution. We never operated, and we have never been a player to grow a lot, but having losses. We have not gone into this fight. There was a movement with 1P back in the past with Americanas and e-commerces that were funded by VCs, and we did not go into that fight at the time. We persevered, and today our 1P is the size it is. Even at that time, we let go growth, and we, at the moment, that was an irrational 1P. There was an irrational war for 1P, and now it's the same on 3P. A lot of subsidies and a lot of bonus, and so each sale ends up having a negative margin contribution for the platform. We do not believe in this model. We never believed it. It's not part of our rationale. And our results here in Brazil, our capital cost is in Brazil. So if we have negative results, we do not have matrix or, you know, a holding company to send us the money. We have to operate on top of our capacity. I like being like this. And this is my entrepreneur's vision. For me, this is positive. And this is what I tell my team. That's how we learn how to be a better executive and to choose to be in a market with a positive margin contribution. Now, our differential, and there are many, but we have one main one, which is the multi-channel aspect. We stock the inventory, the merchandise from the sellers in the same DC that we store the 1P merchandise. These are the same DCs we are using idle space in this working capital management that we have to place to bring in 3P inventory. And therefore, 3P will benefit from the same advantages of 1P, and I have already said here, and which is a store pickup, ship from store. These are all the different possibilities that allow us to provide to the categories that are in the fulfillment to operate with free freight. That's the case. We have a free freight for pickup stores, and we still have profit. So we are operating. We send to the partner with free freight. You have to pay additional cost. But if the product is at fulfillment and you have a store pickup, the delivery cost is much lower because we are using the logistics of a truck that's already going to the store. Therefore, we have this type of productivity. And because we have the multi-channels, we can be very competitive. And we believe that we'll keep on growing sales in this context. I think I still have another question. The inventory allocation. When Fabrício can talk about that after, but what I can tell you is that we operate inventories for almost 70 years. So we do have, you know, having the 1P background at this time, it helps a lot, not only because of inventory management, but one of the strong areas of the company is the supply team, the planning team, the items, and maybe Fabrício can better explain that. And obviously, we're going to use a lot of this knowledge to share with sellers as well. So everything that we have learned over the decades with the 1P supply, we can apply in 3P. We can detail how our supply team works. Yes. Well, good morning, Irma. This is Fabrício. Thank you for your question. As Fred said, we have a lot of experience. We have 18 DCs, 21 with the brands in the ecosystem, and 1,245 stores, all of them with inventory. And by our working capital, you can see that we have a very well done inventory management, a supply team that is very robust, and an algorithm system that is great. It's supported by AI. So this experience that we have for over 6 years, 7 years, you know, we can use this experience from 1P to 3P. So we are sure that our inventory management is one of the best that we have in Brazil. It's extremely efficient. I just would like to stress that at the food today, 80% of deliveries are free freight and very good economic units thanks to this multi-channel structure. I understood. Thank you very much. Thank you for your questions, Irma. Our next question is from Antonio from Jefferies. Antonio, please. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. Two questions here. I first would like to hear from you about the partnership of Casas Bahia and Mercado Livre, if there is an impact in the short and especially in the long term. And the second, and maybe I would like a little bit more color on Magalu Pay perspectives for the fourth quarter, for next year, increase DCC, and if we can go over Luizacred, the capacity of growth, when it's going to happen, if you're going to need extra capital or not. Good morning, Antonio. Thank you very much for your question. The first one, well, I never talk about the competition. That is my habit. So it's very difficult for me to answer the first question. What I can try to say in a broader approach, I'm not going to mention the movement of our competitors, but for us, the worst competitors, even in the traditional categories, are the ones that are the informal ones, the small sellers, the ones that do not pay taxes, and therefore they have a different pricing, or a pricing that is difficult to understand. And these sellers are all over, and they have prices that they make no sense, or contraband cell phones that come from Paraguay. So these are the informal competitors, the small ones, that they end up doing something that a larger listed company does not do, because we have to pay costs, we have to have margin, and we follow all the right practices and rules and so on. So for me, in the traditional categories and in the online, the main challenge, although we can offset that with our purchasing power and with our size and our multi-channel approach, so even then, our main headache is the informal small multi-seller. So now I'll turn to Jörg.
Obrigado pela pergunta.
Thank you for your question.
Só reforçando now, aqui, algumas das,
just stressing some of the observations already made by Fred and Beto during the presentation. We are at a very good moment for Magalu Pay, with a number of levers that have been triggered before I started. And there were some highlights as well, to some adjustments to trigger other levers. DCC, as already has been mentioned, it is at the highest level of penetration in stores, 10.3. If you add the recent penetration of digital, we are already at the all-time record of penetration at 11.5. Now, with the financial company and with better perspectives of experiences and adjustments that we have made in credit and incentive, we will, of course, continue increasing this penetration over the next year. This associated to other levers that we have put in motion is increasing, is bringing in the penetration of our numbers to all-time records. So we have done an analysis of opportunities that we have in stores dispersion and review of pricing policies. And as I said, the increase in DCC, that's going to keep on driving the results. The consortium, we are focusing on the growth of profitable lines. These are lines that ensure that we are going to have a long-term relationship with clients. Residential and auto already address 95% of all of our IOM, with focus in quality. And here the payments in the consortium over 80%. In addition to all of that, Luizacred still has a strong focus in growing with quality. I would say that the three main focus with Luizacred will continue being resilience, efficiency, and engagement. For resilience, we already talked about this, and we have been improving the delinquency levels. We are at historical figures, 18% and 2.6 in the short-term delinquency. For efficiency, we are running at efficiency levels of 33%, and it's coming down in engagement. And despite of the drop of the number of active cards, exactly because we're focusing on quality, we maintain engagement, and proof of that is constant revenue. But these will be then the trends for the next quarters. Will be very much focused in improving our historical vision and going from transactional to more relational to clients. And on top of that, to develop a long-term strategy that may not only leverage financial services, but really to create a symbiosis with retail, leveraging our competitive advantages, which are our brand, our multi-channel approach, and our ability to allocate capital focused in return. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you for the questions, Antonio. Our next question, Pedro, from XP. Pedro, please, you may go ahead.
Good morning, Fred and the executive teams. Maybe on a more strategic dynamics in the presentation, you brought the strategic side cycles of the company from 2020 to 2025. Maybe if you could detail a little bit more about the company's mindset for the coming 5 years or for the more distant future. And then thinking about all of the businesses, both core business, MagaluPay, Magalog, Cloud, Ads, what's happening in terms of investments, expectations, and overall. So maybe a little bit more on the short term, if you could talk a little bit about the strategy for the Black Friday, maybe. I think it's not worth talking too much about the competitors, but with this announcement of Casas Bahia and Mercado Livre, there may be a strategy to try and be more aggressive in this Black Friday, understand your mindset a little bit and the possible levers to bring stronger bonuses maybe or prioritize profitability in this shorter term context for the Black Friday and the end of the year, the holiday months. Thank you.
Pedro,
thank you for the question. I think it's two questions within what you asked. About the Black Friday, I go back to what I mentioned before. I think that the major players play a rational, by-the-book game. They each take their offers to the Black Friday, and for me, that's part of the game. I don't see this Black Friday being that different from the others, because whoever the big player is, they will operate within the rationale, paying taxes and with official legitimate products and the pricing coordinated with the major brands. So I don't see a change in the Black Friday's competitive dynamics. As I said, the competitive dynamics is tighter from those informal sellers who don't pay taxes, and they are the ones who kind of hinder us. But on Black Friday, they don't have volume. So for Black Friday, Magalu, in a lot of the surveys, is the brand that consumers seek the most because it's the moment when they buy high ticket and they want products with guaranteed provenance. And I have no doubts we'll have another beautiful Black Friday with great space. I have a lot of faith in the live that will stream for Black Friday from our store, using the YouTube theater there as well as a stage to stream that once we have that moment when Black Friday begins. We have a lot of actions, Black Bush, Now or Never. There's a few campaigns that we've been running for a number of years with Credibility, and I believe we'll have a positive Black Friday. We bought the inventory, we have the inventory, we have good turnover with the suppliers. We also had a good meeting with the sellers. We have good offers, especially for the full modality, and I think we will be competitive. And for the future, I haven't announced the new strategic cycle yet. What I've been telling everyone, and I'd like to emphasize and go back to Lu's WhatsApp, is that I see very clearly that AI commerce will be the most significant modality, and it will be the prevalent purchasing modality in the future. So there are already some surveys around the world indicating that starting in 2028, a majority of online purchasing journeys will take place mostly or exclusively through AI agents or an AI chatbot. And I believe that this investment, looking at the market for 25 years, I think this is a very good bet. And I see that AI is at the center of all retail companies and non-retail companies. I think we cannot ignore the impact for you in the financial industry and for us in retail and for pretty much all industries that have a technology component, even the ones who don't. I think AI must be at the center of the next strategic cycle looking forward, but we still need to develop this a little bit further. I certainly see that we have a lot of opportunity to give more relevance to multi-channels in all operations. Galeria Magalu is a milestone, just as Lu's WhatsApp is, but I see this as a concept to be replicated in the future because physical store is what makes Magalu different. Having that experience, that contact, being able to operate in these two worlds, very few companies in the world, maybe none, can do that. Of having a relevant operation in the two worlds and running them in an integrated way. So the multi-channel aspect and AI will definitely be pillars of the new cycle. But beyond that, I don't really have a lot to tell you ahead of time. Excellent, thank you. Thank you, Pedro, for your question. Next question, Ruben. Couto from Santander. Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity. I think we talked a lot about the 3P and marketplace, but can you talk a little bit about the situation in the market and the core categories for 1P in terms of growth of your market share during this year? And maybe some color about the difference in the 1P growth between physical and digital areas. What do you expect, not only for the fourth quarter, but 2026? If you can give us more details about 1P, that'd be interesting. Thank you. Hello, Ruben. Good morning. Thank you for your question. Well, since we've been, from what we've been seeing, I think we have been very resilient in our traditional categories. There's 67 years building them, and the multi-channel aspect, especially for 1P, plays a role of competitive edge because the customer makes a purchase and can pick up at the store. The product is physically available at the store, so they can also have a ship from store. There's 1,300 stores with 1P inventory where we can deliver to the consumer's home, and that makes a huge difference for us. So this structural benefit of our multi-channel presence and how we built the 1P and how it is natively integrated to the physical stores make this a resilient sale. So we feel that this is a category that feels a lot from the high interest rates because we are more conservative to grant credit. We are a lot more conservative when we run sales or clearance. When the interest rate was 2, we had pretty much all categories in 20 payments with no installments. Now, it's very rare for us to do that, always negotiated, so we don't have products with negative contribution margin considering the cost of money of making 20 installments with no interest for that transaction. So for us, obviously, this moment of high interest rates makes the category, the industry, to move sideways or to grow very little. And we've been able to preserve our share in this context. I believe that the interest rates next year should go down. And all of the interest rates decrease cycle is very positive for our category, both top line and bottom line. So I see that the future dynamics for the industry will be positive. That's a positive perspective, considering it's also the year of a World Cup. And in that context, always historically, you can look at our history. We've been listed for 12 years. World Cup years are always good years, and years where the interest rates are going down is a good year. So I don't see how it would be different if all the market projections materialize next year. Great, very clear. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Ruben, for your question. Our next question is from Pedro Peroni from UBS. Pedro, please.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the presentation. I have two questions on our side. The first one is about the 3P performance. If you can explain which categories have contributed most for this underperformance of marketplace in the quarter, and also some of the brick-and-mortar stores. How is the breakdown of the main demands in the physical retail, and how is that broken down by region? The second question is about having more color on the sales performance on a monthly basis in the quarter, and also if you have information or data to share regarding October already. Thank you.
Good morning, Pedro. We have several questions. Let me see if I can recall all of them. About 3P, I think we already talked a lot. I will stress, I do not consider it to be underperformance. I consider that we have performed very well because we have had a positive margin, positive net income, and the marginal contribution of 3P was there. It was positive. And regardless of the GMV, so we made the strategic decision already communicated since the beginning of the year. We told the market that we would not go into sales with negative margin contribution. That's what we have done. It's in our plan. And we trust that this is the right strategy in an environment that has 15% of nominal interest rates a year for a company with our characteristics. And any operator that operates in Brazil thinks that this is the right rationale. It doesn't make sense to operate now with negative margins. I don't think this makes any sense. So now I'll turn the floor to Fabrício.
Thank you. About 1P, we have stores, physical stores performance very good in all categories, but I would like to highlight our performance in smartphones. 1P and 3P were growing two digits in the category. We gained a lot of share in this category. In the white lines and TVs, the other two categories that we have also here in the company, we grew as well, high digits, and we are gaining share in both categories, both in the online as well as in the offline. Our performance in the month were similar months in terms of growth, not better, not worse. At the end of October, we see that there is a demand retraction because I believe consumers are waiting for November for the Black Friday. We have sales all over the month. So we started November very well, although October was not that of a great performance. So it's a characteristic of the market. About regions, we also have good performance in all of the regions. The only region that has a lower growth considering the base of last year is the South because last year they had the floods and the performance in the second and fourth quarter was not very high and we had the problem going there. So the main highlight here, I would say, is the North region, the scenario in categories and for the different regions. That's it.
Perfect. Very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your questions, Pedro. Next question is from Victor, Banco Itaú. Please, Victor.
Good morning, Fred and Beto and the whole Magalu team. Thank you for taking our question.
When we look at the revenue growth of the company, especially for the third quarter, it was flat year on year. Gross margin and EBITDA also basically flat. And what draws our attention is that considering the top line growth, we usually see a stronger effect of operating deleverage, and this has not happened. It was very good. And the question is, if growth in revenue continues to be shy for a longer period of time, do you think there is a material chance of starting seeing a deleverage, operating deleverage moment that is a little bit higher? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Victor. Good morning.
I think we have been showing a lot of consistency quarter on quarter, considering efficient operation. Our context, remember that we are changing our mix. For instance, in the partner for fulfillment, fulfillment has a more dynamic approach, subsidies and results. We have a strong expenses control, all of them, leasing costs in general, payroll. So this is a very disciplined company in terms of its operating efficiency, and we have been able, in this small growth of net revenue, to offset that with a lot of efficiency, with a better sales mix, a better 1P and 3P and physical stores mix. So we are managing the company as a contribution margin. So whether in the marketplace or in physical stores, we do not manage that with gross profit, but rather with contribution margin, paying for marketing, prepayment of receivables. So we have a strong discipline, and fixed expenses are being developed out of this concept. We have a team controlling it, focusing on optimization. The revenue, on my point of view, is that we are seeing a year where we have the perfect storm. We have high interest rates, and we have aggressive competition in some categories of products, especially lower tickets. And high interest rates will affect the higher tickets in the sector. As I said, obviously, this does not allow us to do the very aggressive promotions that we can do when we have low interest rates and still provide positive margin contribution for next year. And going back to what I said in my prior question, I see that we will have in the future more favorable dynamics. When Selic rate comes down, we can be more aggressive in the categories where we have a high weight of GMV, and also we will have a World Cup year. That's always good for our sector, and it benefits a number of categories because it brings in flow for the online stores and for the physical stores. So this is temporary. This is not structural. This is a tactical decision for the year, which has been communicated for a long time. But it's not that we're not going to grow more in the future. No, we just want to grow on top of a positive margin contribution. And when the context allows us to do that, and I believe in the next year we'll have a favorable context, we'll keep on growing the revenue as well. But if we don't grow, homework again, we'll review expenses, we will drop costs. Costs can always be cut. This is a disciplined company, and it has a committed team, and it always delivers very significant things in terms of cost management. Thank you very much, Fred.
Thank you, Victor, for your question. Next question, HSBC from Daniela. Daniela, please, you may go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to congratulate Fred for his first marathon and in these 25 years at the company. And the first question is, I would like to understand, Fred, I don't know if it's Fred or Jorge, about MagaluPay. When exactly will it be in full operation? So can you give us any gain or any estimation of the savings in financial costs, expenses? Maybe Beto can also add about comments on the structure or the dynamics between future fundings. And I mean, I know that considering the payments go through in-house and other services, it will be very positive. But can you tell us or give us an idea of what is the magnitude of this reduction, this potential reduction of financial expenses? That's the first question.
Acho
Sobre
Thank you, Daniela. This is
os
York.
ganhos potenciais,
About the potential
é verdade,
gains,
existem
it is
não
true.
só ganhos
There
tributários,
are
mas
not
uma
only tax
eficiência
gains
financeira
plus
possível,
financial
sem
efficiency
contar
that are possible.
os ganhos que a gente ainda vai
Not to
poder
mention the
acionar
gains
na
we're
mão de
still going
obra
to see related to the
dos nossos
improvement
modelos proprietários
in our
de crédito,
proprietary
como
credit
nós
models.
mencionamos
As we
já
mentioned
no trimestre passado.
last
Trouxemos uma
quarter,
equipe totalmente nova
we brought
de
a
crédito,
new team
com experiências
for
prévias
credit
em
with
instituições como
prior
Itaú,
experience in
Nubank,
institutions such as Capital One and
reformular
Nubank
completamente
to
a nossa visão de
completely
modelos proprietários
reformulate
com
our
mais
vision
abordagem
of
dos
proprietary
dados
models with more
internos,
data
tanto do Magalu Pay quanto
leverage,
do Magalu.
internal data
E a
from
gente acredita que
MagaluPay and
isso também vai
Magalu, and
trazer
we believe that this will
benefícios
also
expressivos. Mas para tentar
bring significant
quantificar um pouco
benefits, but
mais
to try and
na linha do que
quantify it a little
você
bit
pediu,
in the
eu
line of
diria
your
que,
question,
além dos ganhos tributários, que
I would
são
say
da
that in
ordem
addition to tax
de
gains that
20%,
are of
quando
about
você pensa
20%,
em CDC na
thinking
financeira,
about
você também
the
tem
DCC at the financial
aproximadamente,
company,
pensando só nas
you still have
originações,
approximately thinking
ao
only about
longo do ano,
origination throughout the year.
fundeadas por instrumentos possíveis
Funded by
de serem obtidos através
instruments
de
that
uma
may be
financeira,
achieved
candidatas
through a financial
financeiras,
company,
CDBs,
such
versus o
as
custo de
financial
funding que a gente tem
title
atualmente,
CDB
que
and the cost of
basicamente é o
funding
capital
versus the
próprio
cost
da
of funding we
companhia,
have today,
a
which is
gente
the
pode estar
company's
falando
equity,
de algo superior a 20
we
bilhões de
can
reais
be speaking about
durante o
something
próximo ano. Então,
above
assim, são
20 billion
benefícios
BRL
expressivos,
next year.
a
So
gente vai
there are
começar a
significant
materializar
benefits and we'll start
e vai
to
ter muito mais coisa, mas
materialize them and
fugindo um
there will
pouco
be
do
a lot
tema
more.
dessa gestão
I
e a
think that
visão
the
que a gente quer
topic
implementar
of
para o
this
Magalu Pay
management and the view we want to implement for Magalu Pay
formar uma visão muito transacional
is
que a
to
gente ainda tem
transform a
em uma
transactional
visão
view
mais
that we've
operacional
always had
e
into a
até
more relational
corroborando o que eu já disse na
decision,
pergunta do
corroborating
Antônio,
what was said on Antônio's
olhando o que a gente
question
vai dar mais
earlier,
elementos para o mercado para vocês
will
conseguirem
provide more
entender
elements to the
como
market for
essa
you to understand better
estratégia ela se reflete no dia a dia
how
do
the
Magalu Pay
strategy
ao longo dos
reflects on
próximos meses e trimestres.
Magalu Pay's day-to-day over the next
Oi, Jorge,
months
só
and quarters.
complementar um
Jorg, if
negócio,
I may
prazer,
add
Denis.
something here. Good morning, Dani.
Eu não comentei,
I
mas
didn't
a
mention this,
carteira
but
tem 1,6 bilhão
we
de
have a
reais, né,
portfolio
ao
of
longo do ano,
1.6
no
billion
varejo,
BRLs of
e na
receivables in re
financeira a gente
retail, and the
opera
financial company
uma taxa de juros, né, da
will
ordem de
charge
7% ao mês,
interest rates of
que é a
6 to 7% a month.
taxa que a gente aplica, né, nas vendas a
That's
prazo.
the
Então,
interest
por
rate
aí
for
dá para
installment purchases.
estimar, a
And
20 bilhões de
from
juros,
that, you
essa
can estimate, we don't
receita,
disclose
né,
this,
de
but you can
juros
estimate the
financiando essa
revenue,
financeira, e
potential
claro,
revenue of
depois,
interest in
no
this
momento que a
financial
carteira
company
vai ser
in running rate.
formada
Obviously, this
ao longo do
portfolio
ano que
will be
vem,
formed throughout next year,
progressivamente, mas qual é um
progressively.
prazo médio em torno
But
de
since it's
12
an
meses,
average duration
praticamente
of
ao
12,
longo do
13
ano que toda
months,
essa carteira vai ser formada,
next
já em
year,
running
this
rate, a gente
portfolio
tem
will
uma
be
retenção
formed.
de
And in
juros
running rate, we have an interest
expressiva
revenue that will be
e
quite
uma retenção
significant.
né, fiscal doação expressiva também, conforme o
With
Jorge já
expressive
comentou.
tax
A gente está
efficiency,
bastante
as
animado
Jörg mentioned.
com esse projeto
So we're
novo,
very
né?
excited with this
Obrigado, Dani.
project of the new
Eu
financial
queria só
company.
para. Pode falar.
Desculpa.
Please go ahead.
Não, eu ia aproveitar o gancho do
I
Beto
was just going to take from what Beto was
e
saying,
junto com José Aparecido, um dos experts,
along with José
explicar
Aparecido, one of the
essas
experts, in
transações
explaining
aí tributárias,
these
basicamente.
tax transactions.
Queria entender
Basically, I would like
se
to understand
teria mais, sei lá, ganhos ou mais
whether there would
ações
be more
que a gente
gains or more
pudesse
actions that we
esperar para
could
o ano que vem. Não
expect
sei,
for
talvez
next
ele tenha
year.
uma ideia de
I don't
timing
know if he has an idea of the
de
timeline.
mais, né, efeitos de, não sei, RAT,
Maybe
FAT,
more
ou
effects of RAT, FAT. I
IR
saw that there
diferido também,
was
que veio da Kabum.
the
Então, assim, a pergunta é
IRS
mais
that
se
was
tem
deferred that
alguns
come from
outros
Kabum. So
ganhos
the idea is
de
whether
tributários
there are
assim
other tax
que a gente
gains
possa
that
esperar
we
para o ano
may
que vem
expect,
tá fazendo,
that we can
né, os
expect for next
ajustes ou
year
até tentar
to make the
simular
adjustments or
nas
maybe
nossas
try to
projeções.
simulate in our projections. Thank you.
Bom dia, Dani. Obrigado.
Good
A
morning,
gente
Dani. Thank
divulgou um
you.
ganho de cerca de
So
300 milhões
we
relacionados
disclosed gains of
ao
about
RAT,
300 million
risco
about
de acidente no
RAT, that's
trabalho.
the risk of
Então,
labor
a gente teve esses
accidents.
recursos
That's a thesis that we've discussed since 2010. That was a trial from this year favorable to Magalu, discussing a rate related to the potential risk of labor accidents. Our stores have very, very low risks, and we were discussing that, and that was discussed in court and provisioned. And with the recent favorable decision, the prognosis changed. We reversed the provision. We accounted that as other operating revenues because it's non-recurring and non-cash initially. But since we had already deposited everything, we will soon recover this and court deposits. How quickly, Beto, do you think you can raise everything at once, or are you going to recover that in installments? Because it's a significant value. It is a significant amount. It is 300 million. Since it is a federal contribution, it's a relatively faster process. But we estimate that to be of around 12 months. So we estimate it to be in the short term, within 12 months. In addition, Dani, in all our explanations, the Supreme Court concluded the trials of the topic related to DIFAL. We are waiting for the publication of the ruling about the DIFAL aspect referring to 2022. And due to the modulation of the effects, the Supreme Court decided not to allow the retroactive charging of the companies who had lawsuits discussing the application of default during the fiscal year of 2022, which is not our case. So we still need to wait for the agreement to be published to estimate all of the impacts for Magalu. But I just like to mention as well that we already have 2 million about this topic. Part of this is related to this default before 2021 and part of it of 2022. We are waiting for the agreement publication to measure the impact, and we expect the next quarters here. This default, it's a tax rate about the over on the ISCMS. So this is a little bit more dispersed and slower, but we do have the expectation that within our 1 or 2 years, we may also review of all of the values that have been already court deposits in this topic. So I think these are the main ones related to José Aparecido and the tax aspects. Thank you.
Dani, obrigada pelas perguntas.
Dani, thank you very much for your questions. Our next question is from Andrew from Morgan Stanley. This question is going to be asked in English and the answer in Portuguese. Andrew, please.
Hi, thanks very much for the question. I'm curious about Galleria Magalu, how we should think about this. Is it more of a one-off concept store, or could this be an engine for expanded store growth in the future? And then perhaps more broadly, whether it's a broader format like Galleria or more traditional stores, what would Magalu need to see to get back to store growth again, considering you mentioned that's at the center for omnichannel? Thank you.
Oi, Andrew. Obrigado pela pergunta.
Hello, Andrew. Thank you for your question. I would like to thank Danny's remarks, because if you take 25 years of retail, you can take 42 kilometers
of running. That's easy, that piece of cake. So about your question, Andrew, I would like to stress the idea here, which is, you know, the great expectation that we have and the huge success of audience and the economic success of this store as well. I would say this is a redefinition of department stores in Brazil. Basically, in Brazil, we don't have department stores. The major department stores in Brazil were in the past, in the 80s, in the 90s, Mapping and Mesbla. And I believe that with the Galleria, we have a possibility to have something updated with this strong approach of having the connection of the stores and social networks. We're going to have a YouTube channel. And I see an audience appeal that is huge. And all the challenges that all the stores, the physical stores, have this challenge of bringing in audience. I think we are going to be very well positioned in that space. We are going to have diversified sectors, a very nice concept. We will have experience, coffee, restaurant, art gallery. So I believe we have a strong appeal. And in Brazil, you know, Brazilians are, you know, they don't have that type of concept. If it works, we should replicate the concept, of course, both in units that are already existing. I mentioned some of them. There are 40 to 50 units that have over 40,000 square feet that or meters that can be converted to this new concept, but new places as well, you know, looking into the future. It will all depend on the success of this format's concept, but we are excited. And remember, we already have, you know, for the gallery before, we had good experiences. And Fabrício also mentioned in prior calls, we have an Netshoes stores for outlet and also an outlet of Kabum, also here at Tietê's unit. And both of them are doing very well. It used to sell 5 million. And we opened a Kabum unit, a Netshoes unit as well, each one of them selling 2 million a year, a month. And Magalu's business doubled in size. Today, we have almost 15 million a month of GMV there. So, of course, these are outlet stores, different concept. It needs to be validated, but it's very encouraging for the business to work and to be an expansion element for the company, especially for Netshoes, Kabum, and Época. The introduction of this multi-channel concept in their format will help a lot, and it will help the consumers to connect the Magalu to all of these assets that are very relevant.
It's great, Fred.
Thank you, Andrew, for your question. Next question from Gustavo from Bank of America. Gustavo, please.
Oi, pessoal, bom dia.
Hello, good morning. Some questions on our side. And I know you won't talk about competition, but how do you think about doing new partnerships to sell your products, whether 3P, 1P, or other platforms, especially 1P? And I also noticed that no one commented about KPIs or updates on your partnership with AliExpress. Can you give us more color on that as well? Thank you. Good morning. Thank you very much for your question, Gustavo. Well, our idea of partnership has to give us reciprocity. So if we bring our 1P to a third-party platform, that third-party platform has to place their catalog in Magalu. It's not a one-way street here. That's what we did with AliExpress in the past. We listed our 1P there, but they also brought their cross-border item to Magalu. They listed those, and this is a partnership that has a mutual benefit. It has a good balance in the business. So whenever we have this exchange, there is a possibility of discussing partnerships, just listing 1P in a third-party platform. That's something that we rather not do, because if you list your 1P in the third-party platform, you lose the client. You have the sale, but you lose a relationship with the client. If it doesn't come from the other side, something that will give you the possibility of gaining new clients, over time, you're going to lose your base, net base of clients. So Magalu is well balanced with AliExpress. The clients that they bring us is equivalent to the number of clients that we bring them. Of course, that our GMV, because of the tickets, is much higher. It's more relevant there. But I would say that we are, in general, in line to what we had expected. This is a healthy partnership, and there is a possibility, and we are counting on them in the very short term, which is also of, you know, them operating with Magalog. So AliExpress Brazil using Magalog, we are in an approval phase in the final contract discussion. I see this is something that we could grow on, and that would be very positive in our partnership now, probably for the fourth quarter and for the beginning of next year. We are very excited about this possibility. We're happy about the partnership, and that's just the way that we would be open to other partnerships. That's very clear. Thank you very much, Fred.
Thank you, Fratini, for your question. Next question, JP Morgan. Nicholas, please, you may go ahead. Thank you, Vanessa. Good morning, Fred, Beto, Magalu team. Thank you for your time and for taking my question. A lot of my questions have been answered, but I'd like to hear a little bit about working capital, how you see the opportunities to increase that, maybe the inventory. How do you see working capital now for the fourth quarter and for 2026? Any answer would be very helpful. Thank you. Good morning, Nicholas. Thank you for your question. I mentioned that in the third quarter, we usually increase inventory. It happened last year. It happened this year. This is very positive. We've been able to plan the end of the year very well with all of our suppliers. So we make this move, this advance in inventories. Along with that, we expand the balance of suppliers. We can also get great negotiations in terms of payments as well. So today, we have a very balanced working capital relationship between suppliers and inventories. So we work a lot, Nicholas, so that all suppliers fund their inventories here at Magalu. They finance it, just as we finance all of our customers. And with the new financial company, this will be even more clear. It'd be very good for working capital because all of our sales, when we think about accounts receivables, picks we receive on retail upfront, if it's on DCC on retail, we'll also get it upfront, and credit cards, we may discount every now and then. So traditionally, we see accounts receivables as very flexible and light. In inventories versus suppliers, we work a lot with this dynamic based on negotiations and partnerships with our suppliers in the sense that our suppliers finance their own inventory with us, and we've been able to do that in a very healthy manner, and we expect to continue to do so with the same dynamics next year. And this is also very positive. It's a win-win. Because as we reduce their inventory, it increases our efficiency, the turnover of our inventories. They also gain from that as well. So that's a very positive dynamic, and we can't look too much at the third quarter turnover because we raised it in the last week's inventory in the last weeks of September. But when we look at turnover in the fourth quarter, we should see significant evolution. The volume of sales in the fourth quarter is much higher than the third, and the inventories tend to be lower. And we tend to end the year with a working capital position that is very healthy, prepared to enter next year, improving. And we have a lot of room, as I said, as I told you, Nicholas, on the last call. We have room to further improve inventory turnover. That depends a little bit also, as Fred mentioned, on the resumption of growth. The interest rates tends to help. And all of the initiatives we're implementing
are in the sense of increasing sales in a healthy manner. And we realize that by increasing sales, we don't need to increase inventories. So we should see an evolution of inventory turnover that will be very significant in the coming periods. And just to conclude as well about working capital, Nicholas, this quarter, we did not have a lot of tax monetization. That's seasonal in the third quarter. We usually increase inventories, and that brings more tax volume that are paid ahead of time with the tax substitution. But in the fourth quarter, just as last year, we monetized a lot in the fourth quarter, 250 or 300 million of inventories monetized. And the trend in the fourth quarter is to monetize, not inventories, sorry, taxes, to monetize taxes a lot as well in the fourth quarter and end the year with a balance of taxes to recover smaller with a trend of reduction next year. So overall, we're optimistic with all lines of working capital, and I'm confident that they will contribute greatly to our cash generation at this end of the year and the next year as well. Thank you, Nicholas.
Obrigado, Beto.
Thank you, Beto. Thank you, Nicholas, for your question. We conclude the Q&A session at this time. I would like to turn the floor back to Frederico Trajano for his closing remarks. Please, Fred, you may go ahead. So I would like to thank all of you again for attending our earnings conference call and make an invitation. If you have not yet used Lu's WhatsApp, please contact our IR department and we will clear your numbers as we did for our more loyal customers so that you can test this innovation that we launched this week. It is worth it. I recommend it. Thank you. Have a great Friday and a great weekend. Magalu's conference call is concluded. The investor relations team remains available to answer any further questions. Thank you for your participation. Have a great day.